Hi, I'm Susan Rosenthal.
And I'm Tessa Brock. Welcome to the Dips of Doubt podcast, where we guide leaders through moments of uncertainty because we know leadership can be difficult.
We are here to walk this journey alongside you, to normalize the challenges, grapple with the struggles, and celebrate the successes.
So let's get started dispelling those dips of doubt.
Welcome, everyone. This episode's called This One's for You. And while not everyone listening is a leader or a teacher, it's that time of year, and we want to take a moment to celebrate those who have taken time during this year to make a difference for their students, their employees, their staffs, their parents. So, Tessa, take it away.
Thanks, Susan. So, you know, one of the things that I think, again, not everyone that listens is an educator, but I think in the education field, it's the time of year where a lot of times we're super, super tired and we're just probably teetering on the phase of burnout. Teachers have just given so, so much. Anybody in the education field has just given so much. And I think it's getting harder and harder every year. And I think for when you and I were talking and we were thinking about what we wanted to talk about today, I really think it was about how do we pause and just validate the journey and then also reinforce the importance. So when I think about this idea of really supporting educators at this time of year, what comes to my mind is that I think kids are just getting harder and harder. There's a lot of reasons for that. I think that the pandemic had lasting impacts on all of us. I think that the use of screen time and technology and social media is having overwhelming impacts on our kids. And I think all of that is leading to more struggles and challenges in being able to self-regulate, have meaningful relationships, have communication skills that really help us navigate tough times. And so I think we're really in a space where kids are getting harder. And so what the phrase that pops into my head, I always have like quick one-liners that help me be the person that I want to be because my brain gets hijacked so easy. And the one-liner that keeps coming to my mind is, if not us, then who? And that really has become my mantra right now around supporting, when I'm supporting educators, it's really about how do we keep staying the course? How do we strengthen our muscles? How do we keep figuring out what we need to do to help these kids? Because if we don't do it, who is going to do it? And I think that when you are in the education field, I think you have this beautiful ability because you're probably wired different than a lot of people, right? Not everybody can do the job of an educator. Like that is a special, amazing human being that can do education. And I just think even on our not so great days, we're probably doing better than the average Joe. And so I think, how do we continue to remind ourselves of the difference? Because I think we are difference makers, right? We are driven when we get up in the morning to make a difference in the world and to make an impact in people's lives. And I think now is a really good time to just pause and to be able to remind ourselves of what did Johnny or Susie look like on day one, way back in August? And what do they look like now? And that you have a huge piece of that success story. And they wouldn't be where they are today if it were not for you. And how do you pause and take that in? And maybe they didn't get as far as you wanted them to, or maybe you didn't have all of the success that you wanted. But I believe that there is absolutely no doubt that they are a different kid because of your daily influence and your commitment to not sell out on this kid. And I think ultimately that's just one of the things that just resonates so big for me is that I always want to remind myself that I'm the adult in the room and that these are kids, right? They may be teenagers, they may be tweens, they may be littles, but they're still kids that don't have developed brains yet. And they're still on a journey of trying to figure out who in the world they're going to be. And that it is really our job to continue to speak and do over them empowering things about what is possible. And I just think Pause, please pause and just know the difference that you made because you absolutely matter and you mattered every single day in the lives of these kids.
I love how you talked about difference makers. Anyone who is in education is a difference maker. And that's so powerful to remember that on the good days and on the bad days, that we never know quite the difference we've made and might never be told. But there is a little, a big, a tween, a staff member who acknowledges just that smile, perhaps you gave them that day, just that note, that positive feedback made a difference, but you might never know. I also love how you said it's a journey. And it's so important that we embrace the journey to pause and reflect. There are no shortcuts, right? We don't always get where we wanted to go. But that journey this year that all of you took made change. Maybe not as much change as you wanted, but you had a plan. You took that plan as far as you could. And it's really the process over the final product. And you need to celebrate that and recognize that, again, you are a difference maker. And it's the little things of change that we have to note. Because let's face it, I don't think in education you're ever done. You ever feel like you got to where you wanted to get. You got better, but you'd never quite get there. I guess we'd all be out of jobs if we got there, right? I don't know. So remembering change over time and patience is a virtue because in education, there are no shortcuts. And where students started, where staff started, is definitely different today than it was when school started in August. And so remind ourselves to pause, to reflect, and embrace that journey that you all took because you did make a difference. And we thank you. So, what's our challenge, Tessa?
Today, I would love to challenge you. There is an amazing website called futureme.org. And on futureme.org, you can write yourself a future letter. And I have done this over and over and over, and it feels like it's the perfect time for you to pause and reflect on your year and write yourself a letter that you can open 2 or 3 months from now, right before you're about to go to school, right to return back to school. What do you want to tell yourself? What do you want to encourage yourself? What do you want to remind yourself? So our challenge today is go to, and it's free, go to www.futureme.org and write yourself a future letter to encourage yourself and to send yourself lots and lots of love.
Thanks for listening. We know your time is precious. Remember, you've got this and we've got you.
Now go shine your light and keep making a difference for others. You matter.